23,000 students at the University of Nottingham. They know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
Ball 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to the Thursday Sports Show on URN Sport. I am Callum, and joining me in the studio today I have James Perkins, Jeremy Dunn and Amar Mehta. We're going to be reviewing the Varsity Series 2017, which of course finished at the weekend at the University of Nottingham, coming out on top once again over their cross-city rivals Nottingham Trent University. We'll have interviews with representatives from the team that clinched Varsity 2017 women's rugby, as well as handball and basketball as well tonight. An extended special, just because it's the end of Varsity, we're reviewing the series as a whole. So we've got an interview with Lauren Herrier, the SU sports officer, as well as a Varsity highlights package to come at the end of the show. First, we're going to talk about sort of our Varsity experiences in general. The four of us went to lots of the events. James, I imagine you covered more than most. Coming into this year with 2 years Varsity experience, you'd only ever missed the netball, I believe.
Yeah, and I missed the netball again this year, actually, because it's the same day as the water polo. And you can't really do everything if they clash, because there's so many sports going on. What, 31 sports? You know, it's difficult to catch all of them. But I did try and catch as many as I can. Over the last 3 years of Varsity, I must have seen about 50 or 60 events now, something crazy. And this year it certainly did live up to the expectation. Just the way the scores worked, possibly not as exciting as it could have been, because in the end it was actually very close, but because we were so far ahead and we only needed that one point and we kind of retained the series, and there was that, you know, mess with cricket, it kind of was a bit of an anticlimactic finish. But I think on the whole, very, very exciting and entertaining series, and hopefully we'll be having it back next year, although there's a bit of up in the air about that.
Yeah, a little bit of speculation as to whether Varsity will indeed go ahead next year. Like you said, James, both universities in talks at the moment discussing whether Varsity should go ahead, whether there should be extra security, or whether they should sort of slimline the process a little bit. Jeremy, you went to a fair few events as well, covering it for both URN and our magazine On Campus Impact. What did you make of it? I mean, James said it was a little bit sort of anticlimactic in terms of we went a long way ahead, but was there ever a fear for you that we would lose the series having been so far ahead?
Well, at half time in the series there certainly was. I mean, the scores were 5-4, and on paper we were about to then go into the second half of the series, obviously, where Trent had the advantage in most of the sports, and it did look like that potentially we might potentially lose the series for once. And then I mean, we then actually start off with 4 unanswered points straight away after we got back, which sort of at that point in my mind kind of swung it more. Actually, we only now need a couple more points just to retain the series, so it's probably comfortable. But towards the end it was starting to get a little bit jittery. I think though, after that Super Wednesday point, which meant that we retained it but didn't outright win it, I was kind of confident. But like James said, it was really disappointing the way that it just sort of petered out a little bit. And the problem was, so many of our teams had the opportunity then to go on and win it, that it actually went down to the very final event before we did finally win it.
Well, it was the netball, wasn't it, that really turned it, because that was a very heavily expected win for Trent, and it didn't go that way. For the first time, certainly since I've joined the university, I don't think we've ever won netball, certainly in the last 5 years.
Yeah, we absolutely blew them out. I think it was the first win in 7 years over Nottingham Trent, so since I came to the university.
And if that point had gone the other way, that had just been, what would it have finished? 12-9.
Would have been 5-all at the time.
Yeah, 12-9, and that would have put it at, what, 11-10, then it would have been in the end. So it would have been incredibly close if that point had gone the other way, which we expected it to. So, you know, possibly it's unfortunate for the series that we won that game almost, but obviously very fortunate for the team itself.
Amar, you've obviously covered it for both URN and Impact as well this year. What did you make of it? Was it the best Varsity series that you've experienced?
And I thought, just looking at the major events at Motor Point and at Meadow Lane, I thought they weren't as good as they normally are. I think it wasn't helped by the halftime break with the split over Easter. I think a lot of fans forgot about Varsity. Speaking to a lot of my friends, they didn't realise Varsity was actually going on after Easter. And I think you saw that in the number of fans turning out to a lot of events, which normally had a lot more people, like the football and basketball. And I was quite disappointed with our fans, especially in the ice hockey, were fairly quiet. I thought it was a good series. I thought going into the break, there might have been a chance where Trent could have won it, but once we won the first four events, I would think it was pretty much in the bag.
James and Jeremy, I wonder what you made of the format of the series this year, obviously being split by the Easter breaks for the two universities in Nottingham. Obviously we have a different Easter break to Trent. They started a week before us, we came back a week after. I was just wondering what you made of that whole splitting the series kind of thing, because I think the split kind of hindered, like Omar said, it hindered attendances
as well, yeah,
momentum and attendances after Easter. Did you feel that as well?
Well, I think this is the third iteration of how the fixtures have worked since I've joined, it would have been 4 years ago when the series was played spread out completely across the year. Then it got brought in all together and everyone was going to be, you know, it was all going to be in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, really intense. And now they've changed it to be, you know, either side of Easter. I don't think that was an active decision. I don't think they came into this thinking, you know what would be great for the series? We'll split it off over Easter. We'll have two halves. I think they've had to work with the term dates they've got. Term dates this year in particular have been particularly weird, haven't they? They've been very off, you know, Easter in a very different place to usual. Trent well off in terms of our term dates. We started a bit later than usual. So I think this was possibly the only way they could have done it. Whether it's worked, I don't know. I think it's been all right. I don't think it's been a disaster. I think there have been positives and negatives, but I would expect next year, if it does go ahead, for them to return ideally to that 2 week action-packed period they had last year.
Yeah, I don't think they'll keep it in this format. I mean, it was an interesting experiment for them to try and do. I can understand why. And with the scores tied at 5-4 as we went over the break, it looked like, and we all thought that actually this might keep more people's interest because it's finally balanced. It could go either way. Trent have a good chance with their sports coming up, but it didn't quite work. Like James said, momentum just seemed to peter out in terms of some of our support. Some of Trent's players' momentum actually potentially was hindered. There was a lot of discussion, some unrest from the players, as well as the fact that it really kind of interrupted some of their training routines. Like, quite a few players' teams' Bucks season had finished for a good couple of weeks now, which meant they sort of entered this kind of lull period between their high-intensity training, getting ready for a match, and then having to boost themselves back up for probably the biggest game of the year for so many teams. I don't think they'll keep it again next year. I do agree, though, that it was kind of, in a way, our term dates this year have been really weird because we've been probably one of the last universities to go back. And also, because of the fact we've had to sort of push everything in and hope everything goes off without a hitch, it has meant that really they couldn't afford for any games not to be suspended, because we're now in Trent's exam season. And that would have meant that, and obviously then we were, it was lots of constraints put in. Obviously, we had our SU elections falling in beforehand, just before this. So it was kind of stuck at the point of, you know, we had to make do with the best we could for these fixtures. And yeah, I think it's probably something that I think they should try and avoid next year.
Yeah, James, I just want to come back to something that you touched on there, the potential for next year's varsity to not go ahead. Can you expand on that a little bit for us, what you know about the current situation?
Yes, so the current situation at the moment is largely speculative, because all we know is that there is a meeting going on over at Nottingham Trent between their officers at their general meeting. And so the information we have is that, this is a quote from Mayo, who's on the SU at Trent. "As amazing as the varsity series was this year, spectator actions at some of the events were not in the spirit of varsity. Therefore, we, in brackets the exec team, are happy to announce that we are putting forward a motion at tomorrow's union meeting to review the 2017 varsity series and closely monitor next year's varsity series. This could mean the removal of some events, or possibly the series itself. And then all students were invited to have their say at the meeting today." So that meeting may be about to take place or may have already taken place. They didn't say a time on there. I'm slightly concerned, because there've been rumblings about this for a long time. Last year, after there was a bit of trouble at the ice hockey, people were threatening, being like, you know, we need to behave, otherwise they'll take away that. You know, I think we used to have rugby at Meadow Lane as well. That got taken away because of misbehaviour from players and fans. So I think there is a real possibility of this. I think, again, speculation. I don't think the football will happen at Meadow Lane next year.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, what do you think the repercussions or the outcomes of this discussion? Obviously, we don't know exactly what it is they're discussing or when they're discussing it. But what do you think the repercussions of this meeting could be, Jeremy? Do you think it could come to a point where they completely cancel Varsity 2018?
No,
or
I don't.
Do you think it will just be they'll take away a couple of sports and move venues and things like that?
Yeah, I think the second option is probably more likely. I don't think they'd get rid of it altogether. I think they would probably remove some of the sports. sports, potentially some of the ones where they did have trouble with, and then maybe focus on sort of relocating some of them. But I think a couple of ones which are going to be sort of, which I can see where they might have had issue with, you know, ice hockey at the end, it ended up with Trent, you know, lobbing bottles onto the rink. But the problem with that is, well, where do you relocate that to? Are you really going to get rid of ice hockey, which is one of the main focal points events the entire varsity series? That would be a really interesting call if they went for that. I would not approve of that, but I think they probably will have to make some sort of restrictions or something maybe on that next year for ice hockey. But you know, some of the other events, for example, where they would have probably saying they had trouble, I mean, the futsal was delayed for about half an hour before that kicked off, but that was due to the fact that the university had made a bit of a faff with the security and booked it for the wrong day. So you can't just
which was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't just blame this entirely then on the students. You know, the SU should hold its hand up and say, okay, yeah, we did make our fair share of blunders through this. But I think probably it would, if it's going to result in anything, it would probably be maybe a few venues get changed, a bit more security probably will end up, no alcohol probably at all in certain events, we one shout, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see what they go for.
Okay, going on to a slightly more positive note, gents, just before we go to our first song of the show, what was your highlight of this year's varsity calendar, James?
I really enjoyed the futsal. We lost the futsal, the men's at any rate, which is a real, real shame, but it is such an electric atmosphere. I think, you know, there's not many people there as, you know, your ice hockeys, your footballs, your basketball, because it's so compact, and the new David Ross venue for it was absolutely brilliant. Really, really good atmosphere. Obviously, it's also great that it's a sport that I can follow. You know, I know what's going on with futsal, less so with ice hockey. So, really enjoyed that. Shame about the result, but looking forward to seeing that sport and that event grow next year. I'm sorry, I think Jeremy was probably also going to say futsal.
Do you think there's a chance within the next 2 or 3 years we see futsal moving to the Motorpoint Arena?
It will be there eventually, yeah.
You
two
think?
Or 3 years, yeah.
Okay, Jeremy, your highlight from this year's varsity.
Seeing as that one's gone, I'm going to move on to one which was at the Motorpoint Arena. That was the ice hockey. That was the first time I'd ever been to the ice hockey, and actually the first time I'd ever been in the Motorpoint Arena for one of the main sports events. And I can understand entirely just sort of off that why it's one of the focal points. I mean, the atmosphere, granted from our fans, it wasn't brilliant, and unfortunately we did end up losing the match, but you know, just the fact that it was in there and you got to see that sort of spectacle, and it's a sport that, you know, I wouldn't usually watch, but just watching it, I got gripped on it instantly, and it was fantastic sort of quick fire action. And it's one of those sports that I think if you don't know anything about it and you go along to see it, you will leave by the end of it, maybe not understanding everything that's happened, but you'll know that it's been a fantastic game and you'll really enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, it was the last one before the break. It was a great way to round off the first half, in my opinion. Just sort of the whole kind of event of it was just fantastic.
Yeah, and Amar, you had a couple of friends playing in various varsity events this year. Were any of those your favourites, or are you going to plump for something else and really hack off your housemates?
On a personal note, I'll go something left field. I thought the Thai boxing was really, really good. I was there for about 2 hours, and I was surprised as to the number of people who were there. It was almost close to 100 people at Trent's Union in city centre, and I reckon in a few years that could be moved to a bigger event. I think it was entertaining. People were up for it, and people were also like fairly well behaved as well, which is always good to see. They didn't go over the top. It's just another sport. It's quite a different sport, and I think it will really get bigger and bigger over the next few years if they keep promoting it as they have done.
Excellent. I was going to say futsal. I was then going to say ice hockey. So I've had my first two choices stolen by James and Jeremy. I'm going to be split. I really enjoyed the American football on Saturday. Like it was a good event. Like, bit of a shame that the final result, obviously Trent ran away with it a little bit towards the end. But it was really nice to see that there was a big crowd turnout for it. Like, the stand at Harvey Haddon was pretty much packed out on both sides, and it was great to watch. Obviously, I follow American football very closely in the NFL, so it was nice to see that there's a good standard being played at university level in the UK. And the other thing that I was gonna say was my favourite event was the University of Nottingham iteration of Super Wednesday, which I thought was a fantastic event. 10 sports under one roof on one day, and you could just walk around, and free entry, free to walk around and just go have a look. You know, one look in one corner and you're watching karate, turn around and there's fencing, table tennis, archery, handball, squash, swimming. It was a really, really good event, I thought.
Hi, this is Kevin Olin, and you're listening to University Radio Nottingham.
Right, that was Kevin Nolan, the manager of Notts County Football Club. You are listening to URN Sport, the Thursday Sports Show Varsity Review 2017. And I'm joined in the studio by Lucy and Jodie from the University of Nottingham's Women's Rugby Club and Charlie from the University of Nottingham Handball Club. Thanks for coming in, guys. Now, Lucy and Jodie, you two were part of the team that clinched Varsity for the university this year. Mm-hmm. How was the game? How did it go? What, you know, how was the day for you?
It was a nerve-wracking day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got my first yellow card ever, which was awful.
What was it for?
It was a team yellow card.
It was not a team yellow
card. I was sacrificed. But yeah, it was an awesome day. It was.
You came off the scrum too early.
Yes, okay. I came off the scrum too early. But yeah, it was just so hot.
It was like, very hot, very
the hottest day ever. But then it was just amazing to like sit around in the sun afterwards and like drink beers, knowing that we'd
been on
them
a 2-week drinking ban before. So
horrible.
It was nice afterwards.
Yeah. Horrible.
The beers were lovely.
How was the atmosphere down at Lady Bay? I didn't manage to get down. How was the atmosphere for the game?
Yeah, it was.
I think that's the most supporters I've seen for a women's game.
Yeah, definitely. Like everybody turned out. Like for us, obviously, there's always a bigger turnout for the men, but for us, I was just so happy with the turnout.
All of our girls made it down.
All getting heckled. It was brilliant.
Were you expected to win going into the game? Were you confident going into the match?
This was the one year where we were kind of unsure, wasn't it? There'd been a lot of rumours about Trent having a very big team, very big girls, which they did have, but
yeah, they've been in the league below us all year, but they've smashed every game they've been in. They've also got extra players which they bring into their varsity that play at a much higher level than a lot of our girls. So it was, 50-50 how it was going to go, but we pulled it off in the end.
Just run me through the game a little bit. What were some of the highlights for you in terms of actual gameplay?
Lucy Bond getting sent off.
There were 5 yellow cards on the day. Yeah. Like, it was,
we got 3, Trent got 2.
So it was quite a feisty affair.
Yes, it always is. I don't know what my favourite moment was.
Probably all 3 conversions.
The final whistle.
Yeah. Jodie.
All 3 of those conversions.
Scoring all those conversions, yeah. There was a lot of big hits, a lot of breakthroughs from like certain individuals. Siobhan Foden did a really good breakthrough. Holly Jackson had a cracker. Yeah, it was just an awesome day. Like everybody really showed off their skill set, which was great.
And who were your players of the game for Varsity this year?
We had Aoife was man of the match, so captain was man of the match. Siobhan was forward of the match, and Ellie Harris, our fullback, was back of the match.
Yeah, she also had a cracking game. Yeah.
So a very good game, clinching Varsity 2017. And what about next year, Varsity 2018? Lucy, I know you're not here, but Jodie, are you looking forward to it already? Have you got the Varsity bug now?
Oh yeah, second Varsity for 2 years here. I can't wait for the last. Well, next year will be my last year. So it's got to be big. We've got to win.
Yeah.
Can't lose it.
But Trent coming up into your division in next year as well.
Yeah, so we'll have 2 games against them next season to kind of get a rough idea of what might go on.
But they've been in our league for many years, and this is still our 6th victory in a row, so it's not that scary.
It's good to know that you're still confident of getting the Varsity point even next year. Charlie, you're from the University of Nottingham Handball Club, a slightly smaller club at the university, and your first participation in Varsity this year at the University of Nottingham Super Wednesday event at David Ross before Easter. How was it for you, obviously having seen the club grow since you first joined it, how was it for you to sort of be a part of that first Varsity team and take the point off Trent?
It was incredible. The fact that it was our first ever Varsity made it better than anyone could have imagined prior to it, really. Having this being the first year that Trent have had a team, we didn't really know what to expect. We knew that some of their women's team and some of their men's team as well, absolutely brilliant players. And because we hadn't really had the chance to play them much this year or watch them much, we weren't really sure how they were going to come out. But it definitely made the day just even better. The fact that both teams won, the women's game was really close, it made the men's team think, right, we really need to show what we can do and really do the team proud. And we absolutely destroyed them, and that was really not like it was just a nice way to end our first Varsity. Having been in the club for 3 years now, it was just a really nice way to bring that to an end for a lot of the players who have been with me throughout the club, having it been there some of their last games of handball. It was a really nice experience.
Yeah, it was a great exhibition of handball. Obviously, not a sport that I'd ever watched before, but being down there and watching it for URN was absolutely great to see it. And a really exciting game, like you said, the women's game very, very close. I think there was 5 goals in it or something like that. And then the men's game, a little bit more of an exhibition. Who were your standout players for both teams on the day?
I think Miranda in the women's team, her and Charis ran the show completely and just made so many plays possible for the rest of the team. It was really impressive to see the distribution and the way they played. And then in the first team, Danny Ramos especially, just making... He was the reason that every player in the squad managed to score a goal that match, just by distributing the ball and just making the right plays.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I remember him very well, showboating towards the end and showing off. I think at one point one of the managers tried to take him off, and he just said, "No, I'm staying on the pitch. I want to help everyone else get a goal." What about the rest of the Varsity Series? Did you manage to get to any events, guys? What did you go and see? What was your highlight apart from your own sport?
So I saw handball because my housemate plays in the women's team, and I went to see women's football.
We went down and watched the football, supported them.
Yeah, want to support other women's teams, but apart from that, we basically rugby. We missed
most of the others
else
because of rugby training.
Yeah, and county trials and stuff. Yeah. So
I went to both the ice hockey and the basketball, both events. As always, the atmosphere was incredible. It was a shame that we didn't manage to get the wins, but the results overall, just absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And the atmosphere especially.
Yeah, the atmosphere in the Motorpoint Arena are always cracking for a Varsity event. Just want to know really what you think might happen. I don't know if you've heard, but the Trent SU are having a meeting about the potential future of Varsity today. They're talking about maybe streamlining it, taking away some events from particular venues. There was speculation in the studio earlier that football will be taken away from Meadow Lane, maybe cancelled altogether. Do you think that that's necessary, or do you think that by doing that the universities are kind of taking away sort of the focal point, not just for sports teams in the university, but also for a lot of the students who go and watch? What do you make of the potential for maybe the Varsity Series being cancelled altogether?
There's a lot of hype about very certain sports. We probably are classed in one of those sports that lots of people will attend, but then, you know, there are the smaller sports that don't get so well attended. So I suppose if you were to get rid of those big locations, you would get hopefully better attendance at less well-supported sports, like, usually. But I don't know, it's a good atmosphere. As long as people
it's
don't...
It's vast, isn't it? People are going to get rowdy, like.
As long as they just, you know, don't take the mic, they should just behave and, yeah not ruin the atmosphere that Varsity is meant to be.
Yeah.
Because I think essentially it should come down to if they can identify the individuals who are causing the problems or anything in that aspect, then punish those as opposed to punish the clubs who put so much effort into the running of the club. And the fact that Varsity is almost just a focal point of the entire university calendar, and without it, the sort of, because there's always going to be that Nottingham University against Trent rivalry, and I don't think you can just get rid of that by having Varsity. And I don't think it would really, getting rid of certain events, while it might give the smaller events a chance, I certainly enjoy the way that it's grown over the years I've been at the university, having seen new events creep in and the start of Super Wednesday and having more sports play. I think that's a really important thing for the university.
Yeah, totally agree. And Charlie, just going looking ahead to 2018, you're the new president of the handball club. What are your hopes for next year and the years following that? Do you think that handball could grow to the point where maybe it's paired with a sport like futsal, use the same goals, use the same pitches? Do you think maybe it could be paired with a sport like futsal and have its own standalone Varsity Point in the future?
Certainly. I mean, if it builds on the success of this year, get more people down to the event next year, however that may be laid out, and then in the future look at maybe working with other sports to try and get a bigger venue, a larger turnout, and have more showcase of handball, because the since 2012 in the Olympics, the sport's grown tremendously. It's on the syllabus in primary schools and such, so it is becoming more prevalent in the United Kingdom. So I do hope that we'll see the varsity grow with that.
I'm joined back in the studio by James and Jeremy, and also joining us is Eleanor Bishop, the president of the University of Nottingham Women's Basketball Club. Thanks for coming in, Eleanor. You've obviously played varsity last week at the Motorpoint Arena in front of a packed out crowd. How was it?
Oh, it was brilliant. I think it's the biggest crowd we've ever had. So it really made the difference in the end.
Yeah, obviously the women's team coming out on top against Trent, but the men falling, unfortunately, to defeat. Yes, letting the side down. Has to be said, the women's teams from the University of Nottingham did remarkably well this year at varsity all the way around. I think it was only the women's football team who lost in any standalone event. So a magnificent showing from the women at the University of Nottingham, really showing the men how to do it. How was the game for you?
Obviously it was a really close game, probably a bit closer than we would have liked, but I guess that was good for the crowd. It went right down to the final whistle, so it was even better to get the win.
Had you played Trent before that this year?
Yes, we played them twice and we knew it was going to be tough because they've beaten us once, we've beaten them once. It was very even going into it, and I think they were looking to get some revenge, so we took the league off them.
Indeed, getting revenge is what they wanted, but it's not what they got. And another thing very, very impressive is that you gained promotion, I believe, from the National League that you're in, so not against any university teams. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think that's really helped us in our successful season, because it means we were playing double the games and against a lot older women, more experienced players, so it meant that going into Bucks we could use our experience from the weekend. So yeah, that's great for the club, and getting future scholars and players in, that should help. Yeah, it's not all unis have National League.
Yeah, because you've got a couple of scholars in the team at the moment, haven't you, from America?
Yeah, so we've just got one. We've got Gabby, and you probably saw her at varsity. She's been brilliant this season. She's going back tomorrow. It's really sad. Don't go.
You want her to stay for next season and help you win varsity again. Are you still here next year?
Yeah, I've been roped into doing a master's. I'm never going to leave.
So you're still here next year, still playing basketball?
Yeah, definitely.
And looking to win another varsity point?
Absolutely. 4 out of 4, hopefully.
4 out of 4 would be magnificent. Now, what did you make of the rest of the series as a whole? Did you get to many events, or were you too busy preparing for your own varsity?
I made it to a couple. I went to the ice hockey. Actually, I think that was it. That's a bit poor, isn't it? But yeah, I had a lot of prep going into our game, so I had to do revising in the other time.
What do you think of the series overall, with it being split over two halves? I mean, we talked about it a bit earlier, but it'd be interesting to get your opinion on it, because obviously you guys came in the second half.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it had pros and cons. In one way, it was a bit annoying because some people didn't come to our game because of exams, and it being so close to exams, I feel like a lot of the other sports in that second week felt similar. Maybe if we had it last time, we would have had even more people coming to watch. But I don't know, it kept it going on for longer, and it was a really good event for the university.
Yeah, obviously playing at the Motorpoint Arena just before the men's game, I assume you stayed and watched the men's game. What did you think of that?
Oh, it was really disappointing, wasn't it? I think, obviously, they lost two of their best players in the first quarter. So I think if they actually stayed fit and healthy, it might have been a different story. They're two of our top point scorers as well. So that probably didn't help.
Did that sort of change your celebrations afterwards? Because I assume you went out as two teams.
Well, we were planning on it, and then the boys let us down. I think they obviously take varsity very seriously. For them, it's probably the biggest event for the year. So a lot of them were really, really disappointed and didn't come out.
Well, you're here next year.
Yep.
What do we think next year? Is it going to be, you know, you think it's going to be another win in the women's? What about the men's as well? Is that finally in the year we bring it back?
Even more after losing now 2 years in a row, they're going to be even more keen to get that win. I know the boys are trying to get National League this year, so if they are playing at the weekends, Trent have had that this year, so that's probably why, one of the reasons they like pipped them to it in varsity, so hopefully they can get a win and not let us down again.
Obviously next year's SU sports officer Adam Pratchett, a basketball player as well, he's not going to be happy if he's overseeing a varsity series and the men's basketball team lose.
The attendance this year for basketball was remarkable, because we sold out all of our allocation, didn't we? So how important, you know, it's obviously important to play in front of a big crowd, but it was the first time I think I've ever seen an event where we had more fans than Trent.
Yeah, definitely. Every, like the other 2 years I've had it, Trent have always had more fans, especially for the women's game. Normally it's busy for really busy for the men's, but we definitely outnumbered them in our game, and that really did help, especially when it was a draw at the end of the game. So hopefully we can have that next year and get both wins.
Okay, I'm joined here by Lauren Herry, your SU sports officer, to discuss a review of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. Lauren, of course, came to a conclusion on Sunday with that 21-7 win in Women's Rugby Union and that 33-14 defeat for the men as well. How do you think the series went as an overall spectacle and for all those that participated and organised the event as a whole?
We start planning the series back in September. And obviously we're learning every time from each series we do, so it's a massive amount of work that goes into it. You've got myself, my counterpart Trent, both our SUs, our sports departments, our universities, as well as on top of that, obviously all the clubs. We had over 30 sports, so you can imagine the committee members, players, coaches. To pull off a series of size is a very big task. So to get to the 2 weeks, see it happen, and see the amount of passion that our students have, the performances they pulled out, the number of students coming out to support. We were breaking records across kind of spectatorship. A great one to highlight, obviously a smaller scale event, but was the water polo. We filled out over 300 seats within 5 minutes of doors being open. Just the passion that our students had to get down. And as I said, the performances they were put in were amazing. I think still one of my highlights is the netball game. We definitely went into that slightly underdogs, and the way the girls played and to start the second half of the series with a victory there was, I knew it was going to be a good series and definitely didn't disappoint.
Of course, 12-9, the overall scoreline, a bit closer than the 13-8 last year. Do you think that's a kind of a credit to Nottingham Trent University becoming a bit more competitive at various sports that are present in the Varsity Series?
Definitely. So we always make sure when we're deciding what sports go into the series, and this year we went back to any team that wants to be involved putting applications, that there is that competitive edge. It's got kind of a fan base. We know people want to come and see it. And obviously that both teams have a team in it. But that competition side is something me and Matt really want to make sure we kept alive in this series. We obviously retained the trophy now for a sixth year. So we've got a good history, but no one wants to come out and watch them. They know we're going to walk it. You want to see your team win, but you want to see them battle for it and have a good victory. A lot of consideration, but the way Trent Sport's coming on, we're currently third in the Bucks Leagues and Trent's about 13th. So as a city, the level of university sport here is fantastic. There's over 150 universities in Bucks, so we're really the top pinnacle of it. So it's going to keep getting closer. I know they're looking to invest more into their sport. They're looking at what we're doing, trying to compete with that, trying to get on sort of level and that investment that we've been fortunate enough to receive. So I think it's going to get closer each year. I've already joked with Adam Pratchett a bit about it. He's going to have a tough time next year to retain the title, but I think that's what our students want to see. They want to see us keep it, but they want to, as I said, see us work hard for it and deserve that win.
An aspect of the series being retained, I think a lot of people highlighted the fact that the University of Nottingham kind of weren't so victorious in the kind of showpiece events, I suppose, like the ice hockey, the men's basketball and the football as well. Do you kind of see that as an area where the University of Nottingham could improve in the Varsity Series?
So it depends what you're considering the showcase events. Obviously, if you're picking out the arena, the stadium events, on most of them, other than unfortunately the women's football, my old club, the girls' clubs took the win there and really delivered on the night. But for the men's, other than really the men's rugby, where Trent do have a lot more strength because they have got that partnership with Nottingham Rugby, the other ones, and obviously that was a close game, at half time we went in leading. The other ones, it is very, very evenly matched, and it does come down to that performance on the night. The lacrosse, obviously last year we won that, the American football, we won it last year, NCU took it off us both this year. The men's football's always been one, I think we've slightly underperformed in varsity, but we do have a strong team, and we'd come up against Trent twice in the build-up in playoffs and in the league, and they'd beat us both times, so maybe that's one where we need to look to strengthen. But I think that's varsity, really. You never know, you got the point in the bag, and yeah, they're definitely, obviously next year I want them to come out and win it, and hopefully they will win them big ones and take a few tips from the girls on how to perform on the night.
Now, of course, a lot was said as well about the format of the series this year, with the
2 weeks overall period, but 1 week each split over the course of the spring term and the summer term as well. Do you think that that format worked well for the University of Nottingham?
Obviously, we've discussed it before. We didn't have really any other option than to do it like that, so I was very apprehensive. Definitely worked well in terms of, like, from the staffing perspective. It's always a big challenge to deliver 2 weeks of sport on that scale, and the pressure that puts on staff is very difficult. So I know they were thankful for it, but obviously the students really are the important ones, both those competing and coming out and spectating. I think it's challenging being this close to exams, and I know clubs who either fell their fixtures, so water polo and netball, were before we'd officially come back to term. And the guys who are this weekend just gone were very nervous. They weren't going to get the fans down. Obviously, it puts pressure on our teams. They have to keep training right up until this period in the year, which is a big pressure on them because they've got to train across Easter. So there's a lot of things that I'm really thankful that our club's put in the work and kept training. I'm really happy the fans came out and watched. I do think it worked. And I think a lot of that as well is down to the work that you guys put in as URN, NSTV, Impact, our marketing team, that managed to get that hype back up. And my big fear going into it was the second half of the series, we would lose that momentum, lose that spark, that buzz, which Varsity is. But I don't think we lost it at all. And the numbers turning out, we had 5,000 at the basketball, over 2,000 at the rugby at the weekend, suggested that we didn't lose it, which was great. But we haven't had our mop-up meeting for Varsity, so we'll have to have discussions in that and see where it goes next year, how it looks going forward. But yeah, I think it did work really well. And again, we were fortunate there that by the end of the first half of the series, it was 5-4, so it was very close. And if you didn't have that competition, and you didn't have that, still have that competitive edge going to the second, it might have been a different story. But I think we were very lucky, on one hand, that the format worked, and on the other, I think it was down to the hard work of everyone involved and the commitment to Varsity.
Now, just a word on, of course, the pledge, which you and Matt Nicholson launched prior to the series, a pledge about sportsmanship and respect for the competition and for the universities to put all of your endeavour into playing sport and spectating it as well. Do you feel like that pledge was adhered to across the whole series?
I think it had an effect. I think the way we obviously had the video about the pledge, and that got a really large reach, and we had really key individuals from both in our respective sporting clubs and institutions, as well as our respective universities, delivering it and speaking the words. I think it did carry a lot of weight. And on the whole, there was a good level of sportsmanship throughout the series. Obviously, we had the kind of stuff at football when the Trent fans went down. There's always room to improve. But I'm pleased with the work we've done there, and I'm pleased that a lot of our clubs did listen to that. And we saw some really nice examples of that sort of sportsmanship spirit, and our clubs wanted to help each other out. And even examples such as that, we had physios for a lot of the events where Trent didn't, but obviously our physios would still be helping them out and just making sure they brought a good standard of sport. And that's what it was about, that celebration of student sport in Nottingham.
Do you think there can be, what are your kind of observations on the University of Nottingham's support? Do you think that perhaps in some events it was, obviously you talked about the rugby union and the basketball being very good support for the university, but in other events perhaps less so? Or do you think that the support for the University of Nottingham was consistent across the whole series?
In terms of numbers coming out, it definitely differed between events. One of the ones I was particularly disappointed in our support was the women's football. If you compared it to the amount Trent had brought out, I don't even know if we'd hit half. I think Trent were well up in the hundreds. Ours is very low. I think that's what we need to start looking at. Why do we have that success? Basketball, we had loads out. Like I said, women's football had less. And a lot of the times it does come down to the clubs driving it. The basketball clubs are very proactive in getting people on the seats. So I want to kind of go away from this, speak to the clubs, and see how we can get a better plan for getting people out to support, because there is no real simple answer, and we do have to put it on the clubs to help us, because as I said, there's 30 sports. We can't expect our marketing department or the student medias to generate all that support. We need them to have that passion and get their friends down and them to bring their friends. So yeah, there's things we can learn, and I definitely have a conversation with not only our clubs but also, as I said, picked on that example, but the women's football club at Trent, I'll speak to them through Matt and see where they were successful, so we can hopefully start to grow our support in them areas where we're a bit lacking.
And you mentioned as one of your highlights of the series overall in terms of the performance of the University of Nottingham teams that netball was a really good one to kick off that second half of the series with a victory going into the match as underdogs, but nonetheless, a 55-27 victory in that match. Any other kind of key standout moments for you across the whole series for the University?
There's loads that can be picked out across the fixtures. Futsal Sam McGrath's goal when we thought he was going to take it to pens. I always love it when Sam scores. He's brilliant at celebrating. Just so you can feel the passion. The basketballs, I think anyone who's at the most point for the women's and men's there, you're kind of, your heart was in your mouth for the final minutes of both matches, and it was like the passion, you could feel the support getting behind their teams, and you just didn't know which way it was going to go. And it's them moments, I think, within varsity and within sport as a whole, when it is just so close, and it is just isn't coming down to skill or whatever, it's that just desire to win on the night. They're like my highlights, and I think that's again why I picked on netball. Both teams are very skillful, but it was just that desire on the day to play in the right spirit and to win and win it for their university. And yeah, I can pick out three there, but I think anyone who come along to the fixtures will have their own moments. The American football on Saturday, when we got that touchdown, and I thought, well, we might be back in it here. Yeah, as I said, hopefully everyone who come along has their own sort of moments to take away from the series.
Of course, so many brilliant moments for those participating in the series across the two-week period, but one quite a shame really for the respective cricket teams on Friday down at Clifton Campus, of course, called off due to the weather. Is it going to look like that fixture is going to be rearranged, and is it going to sort of mean anything in terms of points for the series overall?
We're going to use this point total right now as a final point total for the series, because obviously even if NTU win, we're still going to take the series. But I know the teams are really keen to replay it, and they want to have their moment, so they've gone away to look at dates, and figure out for them at the moment it's quite difficult to find any date where it can match up. So we're going to have to go back to them and see what they've come to, see how we can support them, if we've got the budget to support them still within our varsity pot, and that decision will have to be made at the varsity strategic board. But yeah, I think, as you said, a massive shame. I think it's the only time it rained during the series. And again, credit to the teams there that they made the best of kind of a bad situation. I've felt so bad for them, and they were like, what happens? It's the weather, it's cricket. Like, let's see how we can move forward. And I think we want to, speaking to Matt, we both want to help empower kind of the clubs to take whatever path they feel they need to within that. And if they can get played, all the better.
And of course, the newly opened David Ross Sports Village, officially opened yesterday, was utilised quite a lot during the series, especially at the futsal and at the University of Nottingham hosted Super Wednesday. How much of an important facility is that to showcase the University of Nottingham sporting talent, and kind of as an arena for sporting excellence? I mean, on that Super Wednesday, it was such a brilliant spectacle to just see so many sports going on in the same place on the same day, in such high quality facilities and high quality performance to match.
Definitely, massively important venue, and obviously this year it's the first year we've had it, so it's kind of unknown how we're going to do the Super Wednesday. And you have so many rooms available there. How are we going to map it out? So, for example, we bought Karate out the dojo and put them into one of the studios, so we knew it would be more footfall through there. So it was kind of playing around a bit, trying to figure out what's going to work. And as I said, the Super Wednesday come off brilliantly. The squash in there, there just wasn't a seat free across any of the courts, and it was just great to walk around. And then the futsal, massive turnout. We had close to 500 in the bleachers, and then was using the balcony as well, so that created a real good atmosphere for the players. For me, moving into next year, I just want to, obviously working with Trent, there's an importance that we have to balance it out. We want to have sport on our campus as well as NTU's. But then Matt Nicholson was really happy for us to use whatever city we deemed to be best for the fixture. So unfortunately we couldn't get netball in there. I would really push for next year to bring netball into DRSV, because the crowds, as I said, it was before we'd even come back from term, were going up towards 300. So if we can get that in DRSV with a good date, good time, we can grow that to the size of futsal. And I think futsal will be coming to a point soon where it's going to start to outgrow the bleach seating we've even got in DRSV. So maybe we'll look to bring more in. I think it's a very versatile venue that, as you said, it allows us to host a really good standard event. And yeah, I hope that next year we're going to be able to bring more into it and get more clubs feeling that vibe that futsal had, that Super Wednesday had.
We know that they're going to be a lot better than they were last year, so I think it's just we just get on with what we do and then we should turn them over.
Always, Varsity brings out the best of everyone, so it'll be definitely a close encounter this time.
Don't think about anything else that's gone on and just focus on the performance that you have to put in.
Yeah, it's just great to play in front of such a big crowd and people calling your name, people even abusing you is quite good in a way, because it's an experience that you'll never get.
Undoubtedly, with the Varsity event, it's a really big deal. You know, you're playing in front of, 4,000 or 5,000 people. I think, you know, the captains that we have two of those in the first team, they'll be able to kind of guide our players to victory.
Well, we're going to go out there with the mentality that we're going to win this game. You don't get a participation trophy for this one, so the mentality is to win and then to push Uni off to go and win everything they can and take the Varsity Series again.
The Nottingham Varsity Series 2017.
This is URN.
Welcome to Varsity 2017. I'm here down at Lady Bay. We're going to be watching the Rugby League Nottingham Trent versus University of Nottingham, the opening fixture of what promises to be a great Varsity Series.
Elliot Lambert starts a dummy and he goes over. What a try. Elliot Lambert.
Fantastic try.
What a hero. He sells a dummy. The whole crowd was sold. I was sold. And all of, most importantly, NTU were sold as well. And Lambert goes over to get Knox first points on the board, and it could pay off here. And Harry Lyon has done it! And what a great try this will be. Harry Lyon takes it in the corner. Absolute gas on there, Trent Linger. What a kick, what a try from Union. What a great bit of rugby league that was. Simo kicked early, saw the overlap, and Trent didn't know what to do with himself.
He serves.
Into the net, and that is it for the University of Nottingham. They claim the point. They go leaders at the end of day two in a clean sweep in the volleyball. 3-0 for the men's, 3-0 for the women's, and the University of Nottingham end the day with a 2-1 lead in the 2017 Varsity Series.
Good afternoon and welcome to the David Ross Sports Village for Varsity Futsal on the third day of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017.
As Kayla Crett plays the ball into Morgan with the strike! It whistles past the right-hand post. I was almost certain that was going to trickle into the bottom corner. Yeah. Lindsay Morgan, number 7, left-footed as well, finishes it for the University of Nottingham. A wonderful penalty from Morgan, hard, low, into the bottom left-hand corner. Crett to win it here. Time to be a hero, Kayla. Right-footed, scores! The University of Nottingham win the women's varsity. It's 2-1 on penalties. A phenomenal performance from them.
A royal welcome is surely due as the green and gold take back their varsity crown in this match.
Tries McGrath. McGrath scores. Sam McGrath wheels up in jubilation. What a move. Caught Trent napping. Coleman plays it across to McGrath. Crawley slots it in with his left foot and celebrates. McGrathy's on his right, but no signs. Goes alone. He finds McGrathy. It's over. Coleman scores. Mo McGrathy, after being on the pitch for just 1 minute. Coleman with a real opportunity. Finds Sam McGrath. Sam McGrath scores. Sam McGrath has equalised with 90 seconds to go. What a finish. What a move. That was started by Sam McGrath and finished by Sam McGrath. 90 seconds to go. We are 5-all here.
It's a Trent corner. They're going to take it short. And they've scored. What a finish. That is 9 seconds between the goals there. That is a phenomenal goal. Nothing Chowdhury could do about that. In off the post. And it's 6-5 here to Nottingham Trent.
Obviously, we knew it was going to be a close game. And I'm glad it turned out to be. It's the best spectacle going. And it's good. It's just a shame we're on the wrong side of it.
We have 9 sports on offer today. We have archery, badminton, canoe polo, fencing, handball, karate, squash, swimming and table tennis. Women's handball team, 24-20, they've just beaten Trent. Lisa, how does that feel?
It's amazing. We've worked so hard for so many years to get this, and we've finally got Varsity, and we finally won.
This player's returning to the net. It's 10-7, so still 3 match points.
Yep.
To seal the clean sweep, to seal the day. And serve, Danny Serve, still quite tentative, and it's long to Mark Firth, and that seals the victory for Danny Reeve, that seals the victory for table tennis, and that seals the clean sweep, and most importantly, that point.
10-0 to the University of Nottingham. The green and gold have done the clean sweep that we've predicted all day, that we've hoped for all day.
Good evening and welcome to the Motorpoint Arena for the biggest event of the Varsity Series. It's ice hockey live on URN.
Oh, and Trent Arnold coming forward here on the break. He's clean on through. And it's through!
And second goal for Trent!
It's a second goal for Trent! It's a second goal for Joel Gaston. Trent takes a 2-0 lead in the first 10 minutes of this match.
Aidan Kwan's having quite a strong night.
Come on, Kwan! And he goes! Kwan scores! We are
goal by Aidan Kwan!
The comeback is on! We might still be down by 2 goals, but who cares? Teams have fought back to worse. Think of Istanbul. Think of Barca PSG. The Uni Arma on the fight back now. Atkinson, though, forward. Shoot! Scores! That's what we need! Something Trent just seemed to have lost. Fantastic goal for the University of Nottingham.
A valiant fight from the University of Nottingham wasn't enough as they were ultimately let down by sloppy mistakes in defence and maybe even some early tactical errors playing men out of position. But ultimately, this result leaves the entire Varsity Series in perfect limbo at 5-4 going into the Easter break between the two blocks of fixtures. Here at the University of Nottingham, we don't know the meaning of losing. We don't roll over and give up. We don't lay down and die. We compose ourselves and we come back fighting.
A 1-2 played with the wing attack, and now the goal attack has a chance here. The goal defence penalised for what I can only assume was some kind of infringement. Oh, off both rims, but it doesn't matter because the University of Nottingham have won Netball Varsity 2017 by 55 goals to 27, a commanding 28-point win over their cross-city rivals.
Hello and welcome to Varsity Basketball 2017. We are live at the Motorpoint Arena for the second time this year and hopefully in better circumstances, having been here for ice hockey just over a month ago.
Burn again now, goes for a three-point from the centre, and what a three-pointer. What will that mean? Extending the lead to 9 points here. University of Nottingham in the ascendancy as De Silva tries to second, but here's the University of Nottingham on the break. Will it be Gabby Bronson? Oh, 2 points, easy as you like. Feints, sends the Trent player the wrong way, and it's 55-45 with 5.5 to go. University of Nottingham have won the Women's Basketball Varsity 2017, 62-56. It was a lot closer in the end, but we've got that Varsity point secure. Amazing scenes here at the Motorpoint Arena.
We knew how good Trent were. They've beaten us once this year, so we were expecting a tough game. The crowd were brilliant. Best crowd we've ever had, so they definitely pulled us through when it was tough.
Trent University again come away with the best. The pass is there with his quick hands. Basketball forward to Smith. Smith with an easy layup there on the breakaway. Zapata with his quick hands. He may have had a hip replacement, but those hands are sure in fine form. Plays it back to Marcos. Marcos driving to the basket, and he sinks that beautiful layup there. Marcos reduces the deficit now to just 7 points. Back up with a three-point attempt, and he nails it! Back up, Eduardo back up. What a shot! The momentum swing is real. Trent University have won Varsity Basketball 2017 here at the Motorpoint Arena. Final score, Trent 80, University of Nottingham 70.
It's a little disappointing at this moment, but I mean, the other team played great. We did, we gave them whatever we had, basically. My performance doesn't matter too much when at the end of the day we lose. But I mean, it's really great to be here with this crowd, so I mean, it's a great experience.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the home of the oldest professional football club in the country, home of Notts County. My name is Nick Clay, and I'm joined here today by Freddie Stewart for the Varsity Football.
First one, cuts inside, oh. Great tackle from Trent. Uni Arma almost cutting on goal, but prevented a last-ditch tackle from Trent. Isley has scarlet over the goalkeeper. She has a speculative effort just outside around the 25-yard mark. It's in a slight deflection of Bioza and drifts over Sarah Buckley. Absolutely unbelievable from a Yuppie there. Yeah, that first touch to set it up was fantastic enough. But the second touch, just to hit that ball, beautifully curled it. 30 yards out as well, and it's just wide of the goal. The keeper had absolutely no chance if that was an inch to the left. Yes. Fantastic from a Yuppie there.
The Trent players are in the pit. They have won the Women's Football Varsity Picture 2017, and they have won for the 50 in a row. Let's not take that away from the performances of the Green Goal, who are absolutely fantastic.
Jack Duffy's got up with the ball now. He passes it back. There's the cross in from the right back. That looks to be a good ball, and it's gone in already. Nottingham Trent have scored with 2 minutes in the cross. That came from Makeem Reid, and it's been headed in already. But I believe it's Josh Barrostrin. Straight away, it's a goal down. Nottingham Trent ecstatic, and the University of Nottingham already have to come from a goal behind. Here's James Bessie trying to carve a shot out for himself potentially. Here he goes on the left foot, surely no. Right foot instead, and it's just past the right-hand side of the post. It's wonderful stuff from James Bessie. He did really well to weave his way through there. It's back to Josh Barrostrin with a good cross in, and it's been put in again. It's a second goal for Nottingham Trent, and it's just got worse. They've doubled their lead. The wonderful ball in, and it's been smashed in the centre by, I believe it was, Jake Wright, who has been absolutely fantastic. The goal scorer, now provider, Steve Martin, has given a controversial penalty, like he did against Nottingham Forest Newcastle. It's the penalty, it's been saved, but the rebound stays saved again, and Jake Wright has denied Tom Hayes against his old team from the 12-yard spot.
Yes, it is the Harvey Haddon Stadium, and this is potentially the game where the University of Nottingham can claim 2017 varsity all of their own. At the moment, they've retained it with 11 points. They need one more point in the series to claim it outright as their own. I've been thinking of this much like the Ryder Cup, in fact, you know, where you can get 13 points to retain the title, but you need 13 and a half to win it and really rub their noses in it. A penalty flag
again
on the field.
There is
right
a penalty, but
downfield.
Five is again.
And it's complete for a touchdown!
We're going to see what's on that penalty flag before getting too excited about that.
Peter Adams with the touchdown. That was all Sam Wright needed, was two long passes. Jacob Cheatham comes in motion, picks up the ball on the sweep, and he is looking. Oh, he's going to throw it. Oh, touchdown, the University of Nottingham. Tom Morris
is caught in bounds
in the corner of the end zone. What a fantastic play call that is from the University of Nottingham. The ball handed off to Jacob Cheatham on the sweep. We've seen that from the Patriots in years gone by. Cheatham on the sweep, and he throws a perfect dart into the corner of the end zone. Tom Morris catching it, keeping his feet in bounds, and the University of Nottingham are right back in this now.
The final whistle is
there. It is. Time is up here at Harvey Haddon Athletic Stadium. Nottingham Trent University win varsity.
So that's called it. They had called the game. The University of Nottingham has won the series. That is final. University of Nottingham ladies rugby union team has won the series for the University of Nottingham.
Absolutely ecstatic. Like, it was the kind of cherry on the top of a fantastic season. We all wanted it so badly, and it's all come together, so over the moon, yeah.
This is URN.